of the shutdown of the U.S. government. Since Tuesday, the U.S. Senate has taken up the same votes to fund the government temporarily with continuing resolutions. They still don't have the votes. Is there an agreement even on the distant horizon? We're joined now by NPR congressional correspondent Barbara Sprunt. Barbara, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thank you.
The Senate yesterday failed once more to advance competing plans to extend federal funding and end the shutdown. How are those plans different again?
Well, one is a GOP plan that has already passed the House. It would fund the government through November 21st. And then there's a Democratic counterproposal as well. That would fund the government through October, and it includes an extension of healthcare tax credits that were boosted up during the pandemic. Those are on track to expire at the end of the year. Now, Republicans have said they'll negotiate on that point, but only after the government is funded. And even then, Senate Majority Leader John Thune has said it would not be a simple process.
We can't make commitments or promises on the COVID subsidies because that's not something that we can guarantee that there are the votes there to do.
There were a few Democrats who did support the Republican proposal this week. Has there been any more movement, or are the numbers tightening?
No, they are not. It has been the same as that first vote where we saw two Democratic senators and one independent joining Republicans. In fact, there's been so little movement on any kind of negotiation between the two parties that the Senate isn't even expected to stay over the weekend and do more votes. Here's Thune yesterday when asked about the possibility of weekend work.
Hopefully over the weekend, they'll have a chance to think about it. Maybe some of these conversations start to result in something to where we can start moving some votes and actually get this thing passed.